Hi everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today is 420.
Yay.
It's Easter if you celebrate that.
Happy Easter.
But more importantly, it's 420.
420, yeah.
And in honor of that, we watched Half Baked.
We did.
It's from 1998. It was 82 minutes long, and it was directed by Tamara Davis.
Yep.
It didn't do well.
No.
It got a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
16 on Metascore.
Yes.
And 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Which I was a little surprised at.
Like, why? This movie is hilarious. It's still
That's
hilarious.
Why I was surprised. People, you know, we talk about those Metascores. 6 point something out of 10. I'm thinking, this movie, and it gets a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
This movie got a 6.
I don't... like, because we're, obviously, we're not stoners. But we found it very funny.
Oh, it was hilarious.
So, you know, this is a movie anybody can watch.
Well.
Maybe not kids.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, this is, it's just goofy. It's not going to win an award, but.
Correct.
Anyway.
It was fun. It was a fun movie to watch.
Hilarious.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And what a better way to waste 85 minutes.
Right. And have pizza for breakfast.
Have pizza for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
There's a part in the movie where they're listing off snacks that somebody needs to buy, and it was pizza and all this shit. And that's basically what we had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
My stomach is rumbling.
Me too. I'm feeling real full.
So maybe it wasn't a wise idea to have a stoner breakfast without the accompaniment, but
maybe. But, you know, we go home and have a nap.
Yeah.
So I guess that's okay.
Yeah, sure. the budget on this movie was about $8 million.
I did read that.
And I had a worldwide gross of $17.5 million.
I did see that also. And I thought that was a little low. But, you know, what do you know?
But at a time when movie tickets were, you know, like $5 max, you know, that's a lot of money.
This would have been video time, you know, home video stuff. Would think that there'd be more money in it than that. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't this be a movie you would have rented?
Oh, absolutely. And it is a movie I rented.
So, you know, I think there's money there. But then on the other hand, I think that they don't count stuff like that.
I feel like sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Right. Right. I think this 17 million, I think that was maybe just theater money.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's what it was.
You going to talk? You want to say something? Here, say something. Well, now she's being shy.
Of course. She wanted to guest star, but then she decided not to.
Okay.
She doesn't make a lot of noise.
She was in the bedroom. She brought her dog to the bedroom. She's been playing with her dog again.
Huh? Oh, she, good.
Justin was in the shower, and she was in the doorway with her dog, just screaming. What, baby? Do you have your dog? Bring your dog to me.
She bonked her head.
Yeah. Just screaming.
Nice.
Plot of this movie is that this is the story of three not so bright men who come up with a series of crazy schemes to get their friend out of jail.
Yes. And hilarity ensues.
But it's all just ridiculousness.
Yes.
I love how, you know, the guy, the horse cop was like, "You're a cop killer."
Didn't know what the hell happened. But he'd fed that poor horse everything he had.
Two pizzas and two brown grocery bags full of shit.
I know. I don't think you should feed any of that to a horse.
No.
Then it just kind of dropped. Where was the cop while all that was happening?
Full pizzas.
And two full grocery bags. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That seemed a little strange to me, but
it's all far-fetched, but
yes. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah. It stars Dave Chappelle, Guillermo Diaz, Jim Brewer, Harlan Williams, Rachel True, Clarence Williams III, Laura Silverman, Tommy Chong, and an appearance by Stephen Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of other faces that you recognize: John Stewart, Stephen Baldwin, Janine Garofalo.
Yep.
But you know, Janine Garofalo was uncredited. Everybody else was just kind of like, you know, their little smoker thing. Oh, Snoop Dogg was in it.
Yep.
As a scavenger smoker, Willie Nelson.
Bob Saget wasn't credited, was he?
No. Did you like the Bob Saget?
Yeah. That was funny.
He's Thurgood goes to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and he's booed because they're like, "Marijuana, get out of here."
Yeah, and everybody's yelling at him and they finally threw him out of the meeting. Because he wasn't a good enough junkie for them. Oh my goodness, that was funny. That was funny. But his name was Thurgood.
Thurgood, yeah.
That's pretty funny. I thought.
Yeah.
Who names these people? Such things.
Do you want to talk about Dave Chappelle and his writing, or do you want to talk about Tamara Davis and her directing?
Well, we can do either. Dave Chappelle and Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
That was the guy on the couch.
No. Neil Brennan was the guy, "I need a heifer with cheese. Man, I'm right here." That was Neil Brennan. Stephen Wright was the guy on the couch.
Yes. Oh, I do remember reading that.
Yeah. Neil Brennan and Dave Chappelle had been longtime writing partners.
Right.
And they had a big falling out after Dave left the Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm. They kind of had a falling out after this, after they wrote this movie.
Really?
They just both kind of walked away feeling shell-shocked, I think. I think is the word. Just something must have happened during the writing of this movie that kind of drew the line between them. And I tried to read stuff, but I couldn't really read anything. They shared a manager. They'd known each other for some time. But after this project, they both kind of went off.
Hmm.
And then they started the show.
And then they started Chappelle's Show, yeah.
Yeah.
And Chappelle's Show was wildly popular. It mm-hmm. was so, so, so funny. And I think it was one of those things that blew up too quickly.
Yes.
And everybody involved kind of didn't know how to act.
You know what? I've always thought that. Because it did get so big. And Chappelle was so in demand, he didn't really know how to operate.
Right. And I think that, I think the kind of gist of the falling out between Neil and Dave after the Chappelle Show thing was that Dave was like, "I don't need to be famous. Like,
right.
I can live my life and be fine." But I think he thought And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I think he thought that Neil liked the fame, that he
Oh,
needed the fame.
sure, that could be.
Now, there's always two sides to every story. And, Neil really likes to talk about this. And so, I don't really have a good baseline on him as to what's up and what's down, So.
But it's obvious that he did not propel to the top as quickly as Chappelle did.
Right.
And maybe that's it. Maybe there was a little bit of, what about me? I'm the other half of this coin.
Right.
Why aren't I at the same spot he is?
I don't know.
Because he kind of had a failed stand-up career.
Right.
He tried it, but it didn't really work out well. Some people can do it and some people write about it,
Right.
and that's okay.
Right. And I feel like you can be funny and be bad at stand up at the same time.
Sure. Absolutely. Look at me. I think I'm hilarious.
Right.
I could never do stand up.
Right.
I come up with gems all the time, but I think I could do that for a living.
No.
No, that's a whole different talent.
I do believe that they are on friendly terms, but I don't think that they are on let's work on a project together terms.
Okay, that kind of makes sense with the stuff I read. So, it never really said that they quit each other, but it never really said that they continued with each other.
Right.
So, I kind of get that, and that's okay. I get it. There's a lot of people that I know and I like, but I can't work with them. And that's the way it is.
Right.
So, that's okay. What else do I have about him?
Neil directed a movie called Totally Awesome that's hilarious. It's like a goofy movie, but based on all the 80s movies that you've ever seen.
Yes.
So like everybody is like a complete caricature of everything that you ever saw in the 80s movies.
Yes.
It's very funny.
He certainly has a big enough career on his own. He has written a lot of stuff. So, yeah, cool.
Totally Awesome is probably one of the ones that we'll watch during the our we've decided leading up to our 100th episode that episodes 90 through 99 we're going to do our favorite movies.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna bust out the favorites, and I think that Totally Awesome is going to be one of mine
All
because
right.
it's just so fucking funny.
All right.
It's so stupid.
Well, I have three movies, one of which we've already watched. But yeah, okay.
We can't watch it again.
We can't watch it again. We already watched it.
Yeah, it's Ace Ventura.
Yeah. So we cannot watch it again.
Yeah, no, we'll watch other favorites. There's gotta be something
I
that
have
you've
two
seen.
others. I have two others.
Okay, well, you need about two and a half more.
Okay. You don't want me to watch. You don't want to watch Dude, Where's My Car?
We can watch Dude, Where's My Car? I'll have to. I don't know if I own it. I might own it. But yeah, we decided to do that leading up to the 100th episode.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then our 100th episode is our lost episode.
Yeah, the last episode.
Yeah, we're going to watch that movie.
And hopefully I don't get food poisoning in the middle of it.
You know what? I think that's the day we're not going to eat. Just in case it's the movie that made you sick. I'm pretty sure it was the soup, but could have been the movie.
The soup was the only thing that nobody else ate.
You are correct. You are correct.
Thank you, Bob Evans, and your Listeria soup. Oh.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
That was awful.
I know it was, but that's our last step. We are going to have to watch that movie over.
Yeah,
because I don't remember any. It seemed to me I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I feel like we watched it to the end.
We did. And then we were getting ready and you blew up.
Yeah.
We were starting. You'd been rumbly through the end of the movie. And we were setting up and then you exploded. So we took it all down. I went home and
yeah,
you just about.
I nearly died.
Yes.
Justin said I had bird flu and slept on the other side of the house. So he didn't get what I got. Fucking dick.
Bird flu?
Bird flu.
I like that.
Alexis has got like bird flu or something. Asshole.
It was straight up food poisoning.
It was 1,000,000% food poisoning. It was awful.
It was everything I've ever heard about food poisoning. It was totally that case.
Oh.
We had soup. We had our food. And within a half an hour, you were grumbly and rumbly. And, you know, within a half an hour of that, everything exploded.
Yeah.
So.
I threw up so much I hurt my back.
Ow. Oh, my God.
Like, my body hurt. Like, to go to work that Monday, like, I couldn't even go to work the next month, the following Monday, after being sick for 2 days. Because, like, my whole body, like, I couldn't hook my bra. My body hurt so bad. I texted my boss, and I was just like, listen, I've had food poisoning for, like, 2 days, and I, like, wrenched my back and can't put a bra on. I'm not coming in today.
Why did you miss work? I couldn't put my bra on.
Like, what the hell, man?
I understand that. I have had sleep injuries and stuff like that. So I feel for you. You were sick.
I nearly died.
That I don't believe. But you were sick. But nobody else was. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Because I only have one bathroom.
That would have been awful if Justin had eaten the stuff too.
Oh.
Wow.
We would have been in trouble.
Yep, that would have been bad news. Bad news bears.
Oh.
Yikes. So yeah, that'll be a fun time. That'll, you know, break us up a little. And, you know, I first off, I can't believe we've watched almost 100 movies.
Yeah, that's wild.
And that there's so many that we could watch our favorite movies that we haven't even watched before. So, you know, I think it's all fun. But some of the movies we watched, we could watch them again. I enjoyed them that much. But what would we have to talk about, right?
Right. I mean, I feel like if we were going to do, like, a rewatch of something that we've watched recently, like, we would have to be recording while we watch the movie and, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000-ing it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
So...
That's already been done, and I think that probably somebody would be angry with us that we did that.
Well, reaction podcasts are a whole thing.
I know, but we're so very popular, and, you know, we have such a wide...
So original.
Yeah, right. We have such a huge following, so...
Yeah.
We do have a huge following for us. We're thrilled.
For us, yeah. On YouTube, we have 125 subscribers.
I can hardly believe it.
I'm stoked.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, for real.
We are thrilled. And we hope we make your day when you listen to us.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. We do this for fun and we do it for fun.
Yeah. It's an excuse to hang out. It's an excuse to have a meal together. It's
yes,
just even, an excuse for mom to get out of her house.
I don't know what you mean. Even when the meal is pizza and potato chips and popcorn and chip dip and, oh my God, when I think about it, my tummy hurts. We had a horrible meal, Alexis. Horrible.
Listen.
I eat all that stuff all the time, but never in one sitting. Not on one plate.
Well, well, that's why I said the little personal pizzas, because, you know, getting a whole pizza and eating half of that.
Ooh. Sorry about that. Wolf.
You know.
Yeah, that would be bad.
So a personal size pizza, it's gonna scratch the itch, but it's not gonna make you explode.
Yes. That could be true.
That way you could put some potato chips and some cheesy puff corn and some fruit snacks and some Laffy Taffy on top of it.
Yeah.
We got Laffy Taffy because we couldn't find Abba Zaba around us without ordering a buttload of it.
Right.
And after really reading what Abba Zaba is, I wouldn't want to have ordered it anyways because I never would have eaten it.
It sounds so weird. I don't understand how it could be peanut butter flavored.
Peanut butter filled.
Filled, and it was just like white taffy.
Yeah. Like, so what's a taffy taste like?
I don't know. I've never had an Abba Zaba bar, so I don't know what they taste like, but I like peanut butter, but I don't know that I'd like it like that.
Yeah, it just sounds weird.
Yeah. I don't, you know, are they like those Mary Janes that you get at Easter?
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Or
at Halloween Christmas? Time?
Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
I love those.
Oh, God.
I love them. They're delicious.
Disgusting.
But I wouldn't buy a whole sack of them or anything. If you have a couple you want to give me, I'll eat them. But, you know, and to buy a whole box of those for us that we would never eat? No, we don't need it. So we had Laffy Taffys, which we both had for the first time in 100 years. And
yeah, I mean, it tasted exactly the same.
Tasted just like a Laffy Taffy has always tasted. Now, what are you going to do with the rest of that bag?
Take it to work
and pass it out?
Yeah.
Take those weirdo strawberries, too. Those were weird.
Yeah.
That was funny. When I opened the bag, I said, they smell like moldy strawberries. You know when you buy strawberries at the grocery and you open that little box, sometimes there's moldy ones in there and they have a smell about them. That is exactly what they smelled like.
Yeah, and they were like 4D. That's what the package said. So it looked like a little tiny gummy strawberry.
It did. It did.
And
it had a little green end on it.
Yeah.
It was very weird, and they tasted just like they smelled.
And it's, the gummy was weird in your mouth. It was a weird texture.
Yes. It was kind of slimy-ish.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I don't like gummies anyways. I
told you to get fruit snacks.
Well, I couldn't find the goddamn fruit snacks.
Oh.
Where do they keep fruit snacks in the grocery store?
Probably by, the nut bars.
Like the protein bar things?
Yeah.
Nope. I looked by the nuts. You know, the fancy nuts. How they always, sometimes have weird things by the fancy nuts. I was in an aisle that had... I was in the candy aisle. I could not freaking find them.
Huh.
So, we got what we got.
Okay.
I would not recommend them.
No. No, they were weird and not very good.
Right.
I didn't mind the fake strawberry flavor.
I did. I'm not a big fan of fake fruit flavor.
Yeah.
That's like so much raspberry. If you take something raspberry, it just tastes artificial. I don't like it.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't eat a lot of raspberry stuff simply for that reason. Unless it's a raspberry.
I kind of feel that way about grape. Because grape candy doesn't taste like a grape ever tastes in ever in the world.
No, you are correct in that. I understand that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. We should get back to this movie.
We probably will. I mean, we can talk about our snacks the whole time. I don't care.
I know. Me too. I love to eat. This was nothing on my plate that I didn't put on there.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't had chip dip in a long time.
No.
Because that's just way too much milk. Milk product.
Yeah.
But, oh, it was delicious. It was delicious. The film was filmed in Toronto.
Okay.
Lots of people had uncredited cameos, which we've already talked about. Dave Chappelle had wanted Harrison Ford to come on and do a cameo. He refused.
I saw that. You know, because he was Carrie Fisher's weed dealer in the 70s.
You know, was he just too big of a star right then?
Probably.
Well, you know, shame on you, Harrison Ford. You would have been funny in that movie. It would have been funny to see you. Let's see. It said it made $7 million on its opening weekend.
Okay.
Which, you know, that's a lot. I don't remember. Did you see how many?
I didn't see.
Theaters it opened in?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't write it down. There was a sequel. Which I don't understand. In 2024, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, it's little kids.
Little kids?
Yeah, and like the only person that came back was Rachel True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why bother then?
I don't know if they're little kids, but
we've talked this before. Why are they having a sequel, you know?
25 years out of time.
Right. You know, you've missed the train. It's already gone. It's left the station. Why are we redoing this?
Three potheads sell a strain of magical weed to raise funds for their friend's funeral.
Oh, my Lord. Is that what the thing was?
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, you know, we've talked about this before. I am completely against sequels. Why do you have a good movie and then want to ruin it by adding sequel number 100?
I don't know. Somebody was just looking for a cash grab.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, I didn't... this Tamara Davis is another one of those directors that I don't have a lot about.
Okay.
She's very prolific. She's done a ton of stuff. She's the second of four children. Her grandfather was a comedy writer and her grandmother was an actress, but it didn't say who they were.
Oh.
I was telling Alexis this and I just got all weird. She dropped out of school in 11th grade and I'm telling Alexis, I'm thinking, how old is that? Like 13? She goes, no, Mom. She always talks to me like that. Like, you know.
She's like, oh, you know, 11th grade. Was she like 12 years old? I'm like, 11th grade?
I don't know what I was thinking, but I was thinking she was like, you know, 12 or 13. That would be like 8th grade, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So she was almost out of high school when she dropped out. And she met an Egyptian producer, Ibrahim Musa. And they went to Italy to work for 6 months. And when she returned to the United States, she just worked in an art gallery. But later she joined American Zootrope. Zootrope.
Oh, okay.
It's a film studio production company founded by Francis Ford Coppola and George Lucas.
Oh.
What about that?
Okay.
You know, so she, because what she really wanted to do is to learn how to direct. And she watched, she worked and watched Coppola run his how he ran his business, and in the end he suggested that she should go back to school. And she did. She went on to college and got a degree from City College, Los Angeles City College. And her first movie was a Super 8. Here's another one that had a Super 8 camera and made films from that. They have like so many of these directors that we've watched. Have done.
Oh yeah,
I think it's amazing that they have the wherewithal as little kids to do a movie. I can't even imagine.
Oh my god, her video discography or her video directing. Oh,
yes, yeah, well that's my next thing. And she went on to this is when she went on to the music videos, and her very first band was a band called Husker Du?
Yeah.
Which I you know, I looked them up. I have no idea who they are, but
okay. That's fine. I know who they are.
Is this another one? If you played the song, I would know it right away.
Probably not.
Oh, my goodness. It made me lose my place.
Husker Du.
This is in 1988. Let's see. I have completely lost my place and my mind. Oh my gosh, yes. She has been involved in huge stuff. Huge stuff. If you don't know some of this stuff, you've never listened to the radio.
Right.
She's worked with Tone Loc.
She did the Wild Thing.
Mm-hmm. Depeche Mode.
Their song But Not Tonight. I don't know that song. I'm only kind of a fringe Depeche Mode fan.
Yeah, I didn't write the music down. And also Indigo Girls.
That song is called Closer to Find. I'm not a huge Indigo Girls fan.
I know who they are, but I didn't write anything down. Then she went on to work with Hanson.
Did two Hanson songs? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody heard of that?
Yeah.
Anybody been in the grocery store in the last 5 years?
Also, just the other day, my friend was like, did you know that Hanson redid Mbop like last year? And I'm like, no. And they redid it with, you know, adult voices. And
no.
It was fine. It was fine.
Again, why?
I don't know.
Wasn't the first one good enough?
It made
their career.
It sounded like the same song. But what interests me is that in 1987, she worked with the Smiths and did the video for Shoplifters of the World Unite. That's one of my all-time favorite songs.
My gosh, I didn't read that.
And she did a video for Sheila Take a Bow, which is a fine song. It's fine. But Shoplifters of the World Unite, that's one of my favorite songs in the world.
Oh my gosh.
She did Young MC's Bust a Move.
No.
She did Bette Midler's From a Distance.
No. I didn't look at, I only looked at part of the page. Oh my god. Yeah, wow. Wow, and she says, Christine Lane, an author who did a kind of a documentary type thing, said of her that while she was at MTV, she wanted to explore feminism and women's views and empowering young women and stuff like that. She sure did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Because some of the other music that she has worked with has been huge for women.
Yeah.
But yes, Sonic Youth, that was a weird, other people have worked with Sonic Youth.
And that's led by Kim Gordon. So that's a woman in rock that, you know, people don't talk about enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, she was big in music videos.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah. And the little video in this movie, the little
Does your smoke a lot video?
yeah, she did that. She did that for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fine. That's crazy.
Did you hear the words to that song? The first line of the Sure Smoke a Lot, I Wanna Talk to Samson, is I wanna talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon like that bitch Alice Cramden.
What does that mean?
Like from The Honeymooners, where Ralph Cramden was always talking about punching his wife in the face.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. Okay. But yeah, she just wanted to promote women, and one of her first movies was Gun Crazy with oh my God.
Drew Barrymore.
Paramore, yes. So she's worked with women this whole time. Some of her other movies, she did Billy Madison. She's done all kinds of TV. My Name Is Earl. I recognize that. Everyone Hates Chris. I recognize that. I mean, she's not a slouch.
No.
She has been busy. And of course, you knew that she was married to Mike D of the Beastie Boys.
Mike D.
Yep. They're legally separated, but they're not divorced. And they have written here two children, but I
Two
believe.
children, a boy and a girl.
Okay. All right. Oh, I know what I was singing. Dave Chappelle has three children.
That sounds right.
Yeah, because I did a little investigation on him too, that, because I was curious why, what happened to Dave Chappelle to cause him to step away like he did. I don't know.
There's that whole thing about getting too big too fast,
Yes.
and all of the trappings that go with it. And I think that he seems to be, he him and his wife have been married for like 25
Yeah,
years.
forever. I think I probably have that written down somewhere.
He's got a home here in Ohio.
Yeah, that's why I really wanted to do a little dive into him. Is how did he get to a little hunk town like Yellow Springs from Washington, D.C., where he was born and raised?
I don't know. But
I do know, I'll tell you.
he seems to be grounded.
Yes.
And I think that all that big blow up, I think that was too much for him, and he had to back away to ground himself.
Yes. Yes. I absolutely believe that. He was married to Elaine Mendoza Erfy, Erfy, Erfy,
Sure.
in 2001. So they've been together.
24 years.
He was born and raised in Washington, D.C. His mother and dad split along the way, and his father moved to Yellow Springs to be a professor at Antioch.
Okay.
So Dave spent his summers in Antioch with his dad. And then he would go back to D.C. where he went to school. So that's how he landed in Yellow Springs, Ohio. He grew up there. He was a kid there.
Okay.
And anybody who has spent summers in Ohio know that they're kid friendly. Ohio is kid friendly in the summer.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff to do. There's Kings Island in Cincinnati. There's Cedar Point in Sandusky.
Yeah.
There's zoos all over the place. There's wildlife parks all over the
Yeah.
place.
Yep.
There's all sorts of just stuff to do.
Right. And Yellow Springs is down near Dayton,
Yeah.
which I thought it was closer to here than there,
No.
but it's closer down to there. But he also, Chappelle also owns several houses in Xenia. Sounds like he has a little, rental income, which
Okay.
is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't fall back. Acting's only, part-time job, really.
Yeah, you know,
So,
and you know, he's got some pretty controversial
he
takes.
does. He's very, very politically active in his city.
And he does, I think some of the stuff he says, he's coming from a good place, but it comes out kind of wrong. 'Cause he has said stuff about the trans community that, like, while it sounds like it's coming from a good place, it sounds like he's saying he doesn't like it. And that's his business.
Right.
You know, you can like it, you can don't like it. That's up to you.
Right.
But that's not something that me as an audience member cares to know. I don't
Right.
care.
Right. He does say things that I guess kind of really offend people. But he doesn't, I don't think he's saying it to offend people.
Right. I don't think he's going out necessarily to be like, oh, I'm anti-trans. I think he's coming out to say, like, this is my experience with the trans community. Use that information however you want.
Right.
I don't think that, I think that sometimes the stories get a little muddy with
Right.
how that stance is portrayed. And I think it leaves room for people to get offended.
Yes, absolutely. And people only know, like you just told me that a store was closing, so I looked it up. Oh, you got caught in the clickbait.
Yeah.
One little word and you thought a whole different thing than the real story. And I think that that has happened a lot. Just everybody hears something different. A
Yeah.
lot of times I think people want to hear offensive stuff so they can be mad.
Yeah. We all need something to be upset about.
I
So,
understand that.
is that Dave's fault? No. Is that maybe a personal failing of the people going to see him? No.
No, it's just the way it is. It's
Yeah.
just the way it is. It happens that way, and we're, I mean, we've stepped into a whole pile of steaming hot shit here in the United States in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's certainly outshadowed anything that has happened in the past. So, listen to the whole story.
Yeah, but even then, he'll explain his side of the story, and it's still kind of like, I don't know where you stand on this, and I feel like you're telling me this to make me feel good about you, but also I feel like I should feel bad about this.
Right. So, it gets down to like what we always, we always say when we say something that we feel. We have opinions. We are entitled to our opinion.
Yeah.
And you also are entitled to your opinion. And sometimes they don't mesh. Lots of times they don't mesh. But you know what? It's okay that you have an opinion and that I have an opinion.
So that, there can be like healthy discourse about it, but like if you're just like, blah, I hate X, Y, and Z, and it's just like, well, there's no healthy discourse to be had. So obviously you just suck.
Thank you. But
So,
yes, you're absolutely correct. And when do we become adults? When do we start listening to both sides of the story? When is it that we can accept that people have other opinions than us and other failings than us?
and all of us are entitled to be wrong.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody wants to ever admit that,
Oh no,
but at
no.
the end of the day, it's at some point we're all wrong about something.
Right? Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. So make your case from there.
yeah.
But you know what? he's a celebrity, and I guess because he's a celebrity, we put more weight on what he says, maybe.
That could be.
You know, we're just two crazy women sitting on couches. People put no weight in what we say. So, you know, I get it. I get both sides, but
Yeah, I do think that he sets out to do good, but it feels dirty in the process.
yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. That's just how I feel, because I've seen most of his stand-up specials. I like Dave Chappelle, but there are things that he says that I'm just like, I don't know
You know, and last week we watched that movie. Don Rickles was in it. I hate Don Rickles,
that.
and you know it's only because of what I've seen on TV. You know that I just heard a little. They did a little blurb about him on one of the radio stations I listen to. That his friends and family thought he was the nicest guy that ever walked the earth.
Hey, I think two things can be true at the same time.
I hate Don Rickles. If I see him on something, I turn it off.
Well, I knew going into that movie that you don't like Don Rickles, but I thought that you would enjoy the fact that he gets trampled in fans
Yes.
for being a
And
dick.
in the past, I would not have watched that movie because he was in it. And that's not right either. You know, there's other people in that movie that made it a
Oh,
funny
yeah,
movie.
Don Rickles was in it for all of about 3.5 minutes.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. All
Does not
right.
matter to me. So, I get it. I understand. And I understand how people can just be turned off at your name. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, Brit is in this? That's a joke from Community.
Oh.
There's a character named Britta, and she like ruins everything. And their group is conned into doing a Christmas pageant,
Oh, yes, I remember that.
and everybody's sitting down, and the Glee Club guy is really excited, and the dean sits down next to the Glee Club guy, and and Britta comes out on stage when she's not supposed to, and she's just crazy, and the dean's like, "Oh, Britt is in this."
Okay.
So we say that a lot here. Just,
Hi.
whenever we see somebody we don't like on TV, "Oh, Britt is in this."
Okay. Maybe people feel like that about Chappelle, but I still think he's all right. I mean, he's all right.
Oh, I think he's fun. I think he's very funny. I think he's very smart. I think that his comedy is for a specific group of people that do include me.
Yes.
I am in that Venn diagram of people that like Dave Chappelle.
Yes. Yes, and we talked about this last time with Bob Saget too. His stand-up is strictly adult stuff, but his TV career has been strictly family stuff.
Oh, it's crazy. I was watching something, or I was listening to something, and that raising dad thing came up. And I was just like, we were just talking about this.
Yes.
And I don't know what I was reading, I don't know what I was listening to, but they were talking about the Raising Dad show, and I was just like, I can't even believe this right now. Somebody is listening to me.
Somebody heard us and thought about it and mentioned it.
And put it on my phone for me to see and or hear.
Nice. Nice. Hot dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a guy, and there's a lot of people that absolutely don't like adult comedy. But he had two different careers. He had many different careers. And so maybe Chappelle is like that. Maybe he has these other careers that we don't know about that aren't like what he does in his job.
Yeah, could you even imagine Dave Chappelle as your dad?
No, I can't even. I can't. I cannot even think about that. Yeah. How does that happen? How can, and his kids have got to be, you know, 20 somethings.
Late teens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least. You know, and their dad's, your dad is Dave Chappelle? And all I can see him is with all that white stuff on his face from his show. The cocaine on his face. Your dad is Dave Chappelle? Or at the mother's club at the PTA meeting. You're married to Dave Chappelle?
She's got her dog.
She's got her dog. You do. I see it.
That's what she does. She'll bring her dog and she'll start yelling. Baby, come here. Baby, come here. Come here. Come here, baby.
Bring your dog. She did. She brought her little dog out here, her loofah dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And she was screaming.
Screaming.
She never says a word around me.
Oh.
She must be feeling better. Thank God.
I think we finally eradicated the fleas. It's only been 8 years.
I think so.
Fucking hell.
She was so bothered.
She was just torn up. But I think we're good. I haven't found any bugs on anybody recently.
Well, you've
he's still itching, but I don't know if that's, you know, residual or if she's just got a hit that she's gonna scratch to death.
And two, you know, sometimes when you get like stuff like that, itches and stuff, you just do it out of habit.
Yeah.
You know, has she picked up that habit that she's going to start itching?
I don't know.
I hope not. Poor thing.
But I think we finally,
yeah, thank
finally
God.
Got the fleas out of here.
You've used enough chemicals in this house to kill 10,000 people. I mean,
for what I paid, I should have just cleaned the house and had an exterminator come in.
But yeah, you probably would have spent less.
I'm telling you.
I know. Poor thing. She's so cute. Oh,
yeah.
My God. She's so cute.
But yeah, she hadn't played with her dog in forever. And she's finally... This is the first time I've actually seen her with her dog.
Oh.
I knew this morning when she was in the bedroom screaming at me. I said, you must have your dog.
Does she only play with it at night?
She only screams when she's got her dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She's adorable. We gotta get back to this movie.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Tamara Davis has also worked in documentaries.
Oh, okay.
She did a couple called The Radiant Child and one called The Punk Singer. She's done a lot of TV. Grey's Anatomy. She did the pilot for High School Musical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, she's everywhere.
I think The Punk Singer is about Kathleen Hanna.
That sounds correct. Yes.
And
yes.
Kathleen Hanna is currently married to Adam Horowitz, who is DJ Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she felt that she was a pioneer in punk music, pioneer woman in punk music. And she did the... She did this documentary on her.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. She took over directing this. She decided to direct this movie after reading only 10 pages of the script.
Oh.
She thought it was so funny that she took the script. She took the movie.
It's awesome.
Yes. But absolutely. Why not? Why not have fun at your job?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I had a choice to do the work that I want to do, I'm only having fun.
Absolutely.
I'm only doing stuff that I think is fun.
Yep. Yep. They did this movie in 7 months.
7 months?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Which is, you know, we've talked about different movies before that have sat on shelves for years before it was...
We've talked about movies being done in 32 days.
Yes. But then it'll sit on a shelf somewhere and not be, you know, in front of the public for that. But yeah. Yeah, but those 32-day movies, those were those old movies that we watched. Those, you know, black and white movies and stuff like that. Early, very early stuff.
All of them.
Well, that is true. That is true. But yeah, this movie, 7 months.
Jesus.
And when we saw Jerry Garcia, he was portrayed by an impersonator.
Well, of course.
Because he was already dead.
Been dead for a long time.
I thought that was funny. You didn't think that was funny?
I did think that was funny.
Okay. All right. What you got?
Mary Jane's last name was Potman. Did you catch that?
No. Of course it was.
We talked about the Sir Smoke a Lot video.
Yes.
When Thurgood tells the scientist, we talked about this when we were watching the movie. When Thurgood tells the scientist his grandfather was part of the Tuskegee experiments, Dave Chappelle's real grandfather, great grandfather, some grandfather of his was involved in the Tuskegee experiments. And if you don't know anything about the Tuskegee experiments, I suggest you do a little history research.
Yes.
Because that whole thing
yes,
was
you do.
Fucked up.
Yes, it was. And there's still a lot of history with that. Physicians and people in the know feel that this is why the black community does not go to doctors as often as they should. Because they don't feel they're going to get any help. And absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
sorry.
Dutch Dreams is a real ice cream shop in Toronto.
I read that. Thank you, Lex.
The look of the guy's apartment was based off the Grand Royal Studio. Grand Royal is the label that the Beastie Boys had. Like Grand Royal put out all their records.
Okay.
And obviously we talked about Tamara Davis being married to Mike D.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I didn't really know who you were talking about when you told me at first she was married to Mike D. And then you said the Beastie Boys. Oh, I know who the Beastie Boys are.
Oh, do you want a picture of him?
No, huh? No. Because I know now who they are. And I know that as soon as you show me a picture, I'll know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can see them in my head as a group.
Right. The one guy's dead.
Yes.
The one guy died of cancer. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, very, very young.
And the last thing that we haven't talked about is that it's very uncommon for a horse to have diabetes.
We did not know we needed to talk about that, but okay.
Really? This horse is a diabetic.
Is it because they're strictly vegetarian? They're strictly grazers?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea the science behind it.
How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Because cats and dogs can both be diabetic.
Yeah.
I imagine that little Choopy cat that we look at, she'll be diabetic any moment.
Oh.
If you like those reels, look at that Choopy cat. He is so cute.
He's a Lykoi kitty, so they're the ones that are bred to look like little werewolves.
Oh my God.
They're so cute. But it eats human food. It eats a lot of human food.
Yes.
A lot of bread. And potatoes.
Oh my gosh. That woman is feeding him French fries and bread and rolls and spaghetti with meatballs and red sauce. I mean, she's going to kill that little cat. She's gonna kill that little cat.
So much money on a breeded cat like that.
Oh my god, and he is so cute. But they can be diabetic, cats and dogs. So yeah. I couldn't a horse, but you know, I mean, they have a pretty limited diet. I mean, that'd be kind of like a cow being diabetic too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my god, that horse dropped over. Oh my god. That guy had fed him all of that junk food.
Oh my, I mean, but could you even imagine?
No, I can't. First off, I don't think police horses are unattended like that so that people can get close enough to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like those mounted people in England, the guards on the horses.
Yeah.
They have signs on them. Don't stand too close to my horse. It will bite you.
And they do. The horses and then do bite people.
People stand up by them and the horse bites them and they're surprised when the horse bites them. There's a sign right there. The horse will bite you.
Yeah.
But I don't think, not that those horses are, well, those horses are attended, but I don't think that those soldiers on those horses are allowed to make any.
I don't think they're allowed to say anything.
Right. That's why there's a sign that says the horse will bite you.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they leave their horses unattended.
No.
And that had to have been a long time. Like you said, 2 pizzas and 2 bags.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I mean, that's a lot of chips and dip to be scooping out. You know, that's a long time to be scooping out a whole bag of chips and dip.
Right. Oh, my God, that was funny. So that's the truth, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, I did. The last thing I saw was that the pressure in the showers was all weird. So for, like, most of it, the water was freezing cold.
Oh my god.
And that the men were like, well, we'll just, you know, put a sock on and it'll be fine, and the socks kept falling off, and so they're just like, fuck it. We're going bare ass naked.
That was pretty funny when they went in that shower and he's standing there singing. My god, that was pretty funny. And he had that squirrel in his jacket. Did you see its little hairnet?
I did.
Oh my goodness. Oh my good. I don't trust people who have pet squirrels. It's just too weird to me.
I did feed a squirrel recently, though.
I know you said that.
That was cool as hell. It came up to the door, and my friend was giving it peanuts. I said, oh, I want to try. And it took a peanut right out of my hand.
Unbelievable. Ew.
It didn't touch me.
Ew. How interesting. Tree rodents.
Yeah.
They're tree rodents, Alexis.
I don't know.
Ew. I remember we had a lady in, when I worked in Bowling Green, she would bring us food all the time. All the time she was bringing us cookies and breads, and I never ate any of it because she had a pet squirrel. Oh. No.
How do you feel about a ferret?
I feel a little bit better about ferrets than I do squirrels, because at least they're kind of domesticated. Squirrels are not domesticated.
I think they can become domesticated. Ooh,
no.
Well, at one point, cats were feral.
That's true. But cats have personalities.
Lula is still feral.
Well, yes, that is absolutely true. But neither of your other cats are feral.
No, they're...
They're homeboys.
Yeah, they are. They're...
They're only home. What is he? Oh, he's playing on his computer.
He's got some business papers to do.
Yes. Alexis bought the baby's a computer. It is so cute. And then she thought it was so cute, she had to send Reginald Manchego one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He works on it every day. He's fascinated by the balls in the front of it.
Uh-huh.
But he's not exactly sure what those do.
I think they're just there to clickety-clack.
Yes. And for them to paw at.
Yeah.
But he will only touch it and then, like, step away. So. But he does chase the little mouse. It's so adorable.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to get their cat a computer.
Oh, 100%.
Because they're just too cute. Too cute. Such things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what else has happened? It's Easter.
Today is Easter. Happy Easter if you celebrate. I think we already said that, but we'll say it again.
Yesterday was 419 day.
419 day.
That's our area code here, and it's a big deal. There's a lot of stuff done in the name of 419. So it's always a fun day for this area. I don't know if it goes further than Toledo, but, you know.
Well, the 419 area code goes down to goddamn Bowling Green.
Right, right. There's a lot of area that is 419. But I know that Toledo does it up big.
Yeah.
We do it up big every year. So that happened. Then today, 420, go figure.
Yeah.
When Lex told me about this, I was completely oblivious. I had no idea. I thought it was her birthday.
Wrong 20.
Yeah, wrong month. I was close.
Yeah.
I just eliminated one whole month, that's all.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, yeah. Moms don't know stuff like that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Craziness. So what else is happening?
Nothing.
I can't think of a darn thing, you know? Although I did hear on the news, which I don't know if it was on the news or if I heard it on one of those reels, that Trump is going to mess around with Head Start. Did you hear anything about that?
No, but I did see something that was like, going back to the Tuskegee experiments, that they're like, this is, said that Trump is in like late stage syphilis, and like, I believe it.
I do too.
Like that, if somebody said that Trump had, if like legit was like, oh, he's got late stage syphilis, I'd be like, that explains a lot.
It does. It does. Absolutely. I've said that there's something mentally not right with him for several months.
Yeah.
I mean, he has trouble putting sentences together. He's making up words when, I don't know if he can't think of the real word, if he just makes up a word. I would think that someone around him would be better to say, dude, there's a... And then he goes to the doctor, and his doctor announces that he's 6'3" and weighs 224 pounds. I also went to that same doctor.
Oh.
And I also am 6'3" and 224 pounds.
Give my left arm to see that doctor, and that doctor only.
Listen, you could go to that doctor. I give you permission to say you go to that doctor this minute. You too also are 6'3" and 224 pounds.
Seriously.
And your body fat is your body fat's only at 1, I think.
Oh.
Because you're younger.
Okay.
You know, I give you permission to see that doctor and claim to see that doctor and
have the resting heart rate of a 25-year-old.
Absolutely.
that runs marathons.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And right after that, we're going to go get a couple of cheeseburgers and a couple of fish fillets.
What? That's my whole thing. It's something that, you know, their entire diet consists of Diet Coke and McDonald's. They don't have 4.8% body fat. They have 48% body fat.
Yeah.
At least. And listen, I'm fat. I've been fat for a long time.
I've been fat longer. So, yeah.
You know, honestly, let's just be honest with everybody.
And I don't eat McDonald's cheeseburgers.
No, I don't. I eat fast food maybe like once or twice a month.
I do enjoy it. I'm not going to cut a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I love them. But I don't eat them every day. Nor every month.
No.
And have you seen him in his golf clothes?
Oh, with his pants up to his nips?
Oh, my good heavens. Good Lord.
Listen, you know what? That's fine. That's fine. If that's the propaganda you want to put out and the sun shines out of your ass, that's fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
And if you believe it, good for you. And if anybody else believes it, good for them.
You know, if that's what helps you sleep at night, that's that's fine. Whatever.
But to cut funding to Head Start, that's a mistake. We need to get our children into education as soon as possible, whether it's through the daycare system or Head Start programs, something, because we are lagging behind in the world on education.
Well, they're dismantling the Department of Education.
Right.
They don't want us to be educated.
Correct.
Because knowledge is power.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, this is all happening because the unwashed masses don't have knowledge.
Right. And then Linda Ressler saying that...
Linda McMahon?
Yeah. Linda Ressler says, you know, all these children need this A1 education. No, lady, that's AI.
Yeah. I saw that. Oh.
No one corrected her. No. Those people just sat around smiling. Why didn't someone whisper in her ear, it's not A1, it's AI.
Is Triple H sitting behind her in some hearing she was at? She was doing something, and Triple H, the wrestler, was sitting right behind her drinking a bottle of water.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, well, why is he here?
I'm going to have to go through the internet and find that.
Does he need to be here?
Exactly. Because she's Linda Ressler. But, you know, no, you cannot cut funding to Head Start. That's a program that we need to educate our children. And it's, you know, people think, oh, Head Start's just for poor people. It is not. It is for, we need this for all of the children.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that because it's just for poor kids. It's just for Black kids. That's the only reason they're dismantling that stuff is straight up racism and classism.
Yes. But we need that program. We need to educate our younger people. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't go to preschool. We didn't go to daycare. We started in kindergarten. But by the time a child gets to kindergarten now, they need to fully know how to read. They need to know their alphabet. They need to know their numbers. They need to know stuff that we knew when I was a child in second grade. That was back in the 60s.
Yeah.
We are not back in the 60s anymore. These children need to hit the ground running. They need to know how to read. They need to know how to do mathematics in some sort or other. They should not cut these programs.
No.
All right, there's my political commentary. And it was A1.
What do you think about the Blue Origin space mission?
What? You mean the space mission where a bunch of really rich women paid a whole lot of money to take an airplane flight? Good for fucking them. They are not.
And the tone deafness of, well, have you been to space? Bitch, I can't afford that.
No.
I'm lucky I can afford to be in my house.
You are not someone for me to look up to.
No.
You are not a trendsetter. You just have a whole pocket full of money that I don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
And hell no, I wouldn't go up in outer space. There's too many of those damn rockets blowing up.
Well, that's
people in airplanes are falling down, and you want to go up in a rocket? No.
Yeah. And it's not that you went to space. It's just that you crested the Earth's atmosphere.
Right.
That's not really going to space.
No.
That's just kind of going to the edge of the Earth.
Yeah. You shot up in a rocket and fell down.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
For a whole, you spent all that money for 11 minutes.
Yeah. And they're sure not talking about what that cost them.
No.
You know, nobody said, oh, look at me. I did this. Yeah, you did that because you got more money than you got sense.
Yeah, I'm an astronaut. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Astronauts prepare for tens of years.
Yes. You're a rich woman that had a fancy suit on, fancy designer suit, and you're calling yourself an astronaut. Nobody else.
Right.
Is.
Well,
nobody.
Did you see that Wendy's social media is fucking raw. Katy Perry comes back and falls out of the thing and kisses the dirt. And so Wendy's is like, can we send her back?
Wendy's the restaurant chain?
Yes. And Katy Perry's all like, well, I can't believe they're denigrating a woman because, you know, their whole business model is based on, you know, a woman's image. And I can't believe that they're, you know, making fun of me. I deserve an apology. And it's just like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Katy Perry is a terrible human being.
It sounds like it. And I'm going to Wendy's after we're done. Oh, yes.
Whoever runs the social media accounts for like Wendy's and Burger King are so fucking funny. Like, that's the only reason I want to get back on Twitter is just to follow fast food chains and just to hear the nasty things they have to say about celebrities. It's so goddamn funny.
Oh my God.
Like when that CEO, the alleged CEO killer, was picked up at a McDonald's
yes.
in Pennsylvania. Burger King was like, we don't hire snitches.
That's the problem. If you see something, say something.
No.
And when I saw that airplane come back, that rocket come back down, I thought, why didn't it blow up there?
Well, that's kind of what I was hoping too. But I also, I'm a terrible human being.
Yes.
I freely admit that.
Yes.
If you've got a problem with it, come talk to me. I don't care.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I got a bad attitude.
I'll tell you exactly why I'm a bad human being.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. I love you. But yeah, they're angry because they're not getting the respect they're owed. Bullshit.
Okay.
Send me even half of that money that you paid for that, and I'll give you respect.
Right. Yeah.
Send me a check tomorrow for half of that money, and I'll give
there.
You respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. You know, that's just because, yeah, no. Just because you can afford something doesn't mean you're something better.
Right. And on that note, with all of the tariffs and everything, China has come out swinging. Oh, you want to tariff us? Guess where all your luxury goods come from. Guess who makes Louis Vuitton handbags? Guess who makes Gucci handbags? Guess
Yep.
who makes Dior handbags? We do, bitches. And I am trying to buy a Louis Vuitton from China for $30. God damn it.
Hell yes. And you know what? They've got all the power. If they don't want to buy something, they don't have to. And what's going to happen when the crops come in? And China says, you know what? We don't need that right now. We've got other stuff. You keep your soybeans, you keep your corn.
I saw something on TikTok, and it was somebody had was like, listen, I'm only posting this because I want to talk about the comments from this post. Some company posted up a job ad to pick
Oh,
blueberries
I saw that.
for like 10 to 12 hour shifts for like $11, like a day or like an
Seven
hour.
an hour, $11 an hour, 7 days a week.
10 to 12 hour days
Yes.
picking blueberries. And the comments were wild.
Yep.
It was
I saw
what a
it too.
time to be alive.
Yes. You know, and that's not discouraging to the migrants that the farm workers that come here on rotation to do stuff like that.
Absolutely not.
Where they live, that's a good pay.
That's great pay.
And that's okay if that's what you're willing to accept, and that's okay.
That's fine.
But yeah.
Me? I'm not accepting
No.
that.
No.
I have
No.
been conditioned to not accept that.
Right.
As an American, I've been told that I'm better
Right.
than $11 an hour, 12 hours a day, 7
Right.
days a week.
Right. And it will, you know, and that will shut us down because so much of the grain that we produce, we send away.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone's gonna be in deep trouble.
Yeah. And it's not going to be the rest of the world.
Nope. Nope, because it sounds like the rest of the world is banding together.
Oh,
This has
100%, as they should.
certainly brought them closer together.
100. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes. Yes. You know, and it's all because this man doesn't understand simple economics. And supposedly he has a degree in economics.
He has a degree?
Didn't he go to the Wharton Business School?
Oh, I don't know. I have heard that he doesn't know how to read. So, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
I would be willing to believe
Yeah, so
that
would
that
I.
man is 80 years old and functionally illiterate. I would be willing to believe that.
I absolutely. I get it. I get it. And then there's his son, Baron. Does he have a medical condition?
What do you mean?
Have you seen him, pictures of him? He is so thin and so tall. Does he have a thyroid condition or a.
Anything's possible, but like he is like 6'7".
Yeah. And he just doesn't look well.
He does look gaunt.
Yes, because he's so thin.
But I also think that he probably has also been raised on a diet of McDonald's cheeseburgers and Diet Coke. So, he's probably vitamin deficient,
Oh, okay.
which would lead to pallid skin and sunken eyes and all of the above
Okay.
malnutrition.
Yeah, which a whole lot of Americans suffer from because we eat so much fast food
Yeah.
and processed food, not just fast food. We eat too much processed food. I
Right.
mean, what did we have on our plates today?
Oh,
Processed food.
garbage. Just straight garbage. We might as well have been eating banana peels that had been run over by cars.
Right, or dirt from the front yard, you know. I mean, but still, I mean, oh, too many of us Americans have a insufficient diet.
Yeah.
We need to grow more things. We need to eat closer to the ground than we do.
But yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised. But you know, I don't know what do her people look like?
I don't.
You know, she's real tall for a woman.
Yeah, but she doesn't look so emaciated, so thin.
But I don't know, you know, how many tall people, you know, have you ever seen that look fat? That like grow like crazy tall like that. That look
yeah.
heavy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I you know, maybe it's just, you know, maybe that kid's eating a 5,000 calorie meal a day and still looks like that. We don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
You know, maybe it takes, you know, twice as much in his gas tank than it does ours to run a body that's it's that big.
Right. And I often wonder too when we see people, political people, and they look a little bigger. Do they have flak jackets under their wool jackets and stuff like that?
Elon Musk, 100%, yes.
Because he has that funny shape.
He's got that weird shape to start with.
So absolutely he wears a flak jacket under his t-shirt.
That's why he has that kid around him all the time.
I believe it.
A little human shield.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd ever admit that. But I think that's 100% why. Because he's not a great father. He's proven that he's not a great father.
Right, right. Correct.
So I think that he just likes having that kid around. Maybe also to humanize him a little bit, because he is real fucking weird.
I know. And J.D. Vance and his fam are in Italy, and they didn't get a visit with the Pope? Okay, first off, why am I paying for J.D. Vance's kids and wife to go to Italy?
Well, let's not get into that.
Okay.
Because we'll just make ourselves mad. The amount of money that, like, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump spent, you know, that we paid out for them to have private security.
Right.
They wouldn't let their private security use their bathrooms. So the private security had to rent suites either above or below the Kushner suite so they could have a toilet.
Right. How humane of them. Yeah.
So, you know, just the wasteful amount of money.
Okay.
Let's not talk about that because we'll only make ourselves angry.
You go, Pope.
But yay for the Pope. You know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we can go on and on. But we're not going to.
I mean, we're only going to make us mad. We're only going to make you mad.
Right. Don't be mad. Be glad.
I mean, there are more pressing matters, like, you know.
Yeah, like Lexi made the little pizzas in her
air fryer.
OMG.
Yeah.
The crust was so good.
The crust
on
was
that
awesome.
Little pizza. I don't think I'm ever going to make a pizza in the oven again.
No. Well, I kind of got a late start this morning. I was sitting here watching TikTok videos. And then I was like, holy shit, mom's probably up and moving and she'll probably be coming over soon.
I was trying.
So I get in there, I turn the oven on, and those little pizzas said they still took 20 minutes to cook, and
holy
I was just
cow.
Like, what the hell, man? But then it said air fryer directions, and I said they put it in the microwave first, which I did not do. I just put it in the air fryer for 8 minutes instead of the 6 minutes.
Oh, to thaw it out a little?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, what I did was I put it in the air fryer as it was thinking about temping up.
Oh, I do that too.
And then I let it sit in there for, you know, the 6 minutes it said to cook in the air fryer and the 2 minutes it said to put it in the microwave. So I just cooked it for 8 minutes in the air fryer and it was fine.
The crust was so good. It was so bread-like.
Yeah.
You know, so often it was heavy when you get it out of the oven. It's just a heavy crust. Oh my goodness, it was so good in the air fryer.
It was delicious. It was
delicious. Little tiny pizzas were so fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry they cost as much as a real pizza. You should have just got a real pizza. You should have said something.
No, we had discussed it, and the topic was little personal pan pizzas. And I brought enough for Justin, too.
Oh, thank you.
He said he had one.
Yeah,
anyway.
He's got a thin crust everything in there.
Well, there's another couple for you.
Okay.
So it'll be good.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, we had such a fun little meal today. And I'm still eating my brownie for my glaucoma.
Yeah. Oh, I ate mine.
It's delicious. I haven't had a little tappy brownie in a long time. Oh my gosh, I told you I was going to get these at the grocery.
Yeah, because, did you forget?
Well, yes and no. Because it was a second thought, I didn't have them on my list. So I got to the grocery, I got up to the checkout, and I'm putting everything in the guy's putting everything in my cart, and I start to leave the, and I thought, son of a bitch, I didn't get my bagels because I'd eaten next to the last one bagel. So I thought, oh, you'll pick up bagels. You've got to get a loaf of bread. You'll pick up bagels and you can get these little Debbies. That's what I thought when I called you.
Yeah.
I didn't. I didn't get the bagels and I didn't get the little Debbies. They were not on my list. So I had to drive my cart full of groceries back into the store to get the bagel and the little Debbies, which were right there beside the bread
that
I bought.
Yeah, they're right there. Yeah.
You know, why I didn't think of them when I was buying the bread, they weren't on my list. I was thinking about my list. So I went to check out. I thought, oh, I just got this. I don't want to get back in a line. I'm going to self-check out. You know, that damn machine wouldn't let me check out. I had to get the lady to come over because it saw the other stuff in my cart and wouldn't let me check out.
You should have just went to a line.
I should have just went to the damn line.
I just left the store and just gone somewhere else.
No.
I'll just go to the next Kroger down the street.
No, you don't allow me to go to that Kroger. No, I wouldn't have gotten back out of my car. I would not have gotten back out of my car. And, you know, so the lady comes over and I said, I don't know what's going on. This is, I can't check out. She goes, it sees all that other stuff in your cart. I said, oh, really? Well, here's the receipt. Because when I took the receipt, it was on the handle that I was pushing the cart. And I turned my hand over with the receipt. And I'm thinking, did she really think that I stole this stuff? That I brought these 47 bags in here for each item I stole? And then put it in my cart like I'm driving around with it?
What Kroger were you at?
The one you allow me to go to on King and Central, or King and Sylvania.
Oh, I don't usually have a problem with that one. I like to leave stuff at that U-Scan.
Is that the U-Scan you leave stuff at?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But you're going to allow me to walk away with, you know, half the stuff I'm going to walk away with at this U-Scan, but you're not going to let me check out because I've got a cart full of bags? I thought that is just crazy.
My whole stance on the fucking U-Scan is that, you know, if you don't trust me to scan my own groceries, why is there not a cashier to scan my groceries?
Exactly.
But that's a whole other argument for another day, because that's just going to rile me up, and we don't need to be there. We don't need to be at 10.
And there were two lanes open, and I had gone to one, because walking around putting my groceries in the cart, I don't want to scan them.
Yeah.
Because when I scan my own stuff, I want to steal stuff, just to show you that I can get over it with you.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling. I thought, I've got these two things. I'm going to the U-Scan. I'm not going to wait for two people ahead of me. Nope, should have waited. You're right.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
I know. I know. And I don't know what the lady was doing. But she was dicking around with the bags and the on the carousel next to me. And I thought, lady, you do those bags when there's nobody in here working. Whatever. Okay, we'll stop. I've ranted. I have a mouthful of brownies and I'm all happy.
Okay. You should have just said that you forgot the brownies and I would have gone to the store this morning. I would have made time to go to the store.
I was right there. I was right there.
Dustin also said, he's just like, have you seen the Little Debbie rack lately? He's like, they don't have just cosmic brownies. They got like Oreo brownies. They got like all sorts of shit now. Remember when we were kids, it was only like 10 varieties. Now there's like 45.
There's a million. And I thought, oh my God, they don't have the cosmic brownies. They were one row on the very bottom shelf behind some stand of Spam or something.
Ugh.
Which I hate all that shit when I go to the store.
Yeah.
You know, as a person who's worked in the store, I hate all that shit in the aisles.
Yeah.
If it can't fit on the shelf, why do we have it?
Right. Oh, I get it.
But there they were. There was one line of them on the very bottom shelf, far in the corner. I thought, oh my God, what am I going to get if I don't get cosmic brownies? But there they were.
There they were.
But yeah, you're right. They have, oh my gosh, Little Debbie's. You can get any sort of treat.
Yeah.
There. I mean, any sort. I try to stay away from that rack, though.
Yeah, I get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to be good, but it's been so difficult.
Yeah. I already put enough garbage in this body.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
What can I say? All right.
Did you like this movie?
I did. I did like this movie. It's ridiculous. It's fun. It's oh my God, funny. And these men, what are they thinking? What are they thinking?
I don't know.
Do they have mothers? Somebody needs to slap them upside the head. Herself together. But that's the mother in me.
Yep.
Well, I thought it was funny.
We did a TikTok, so go check out our TikTok. You know, who knows how long TikTok's going to be here for.
Right. Right. Right.
So we're going to keep doing them as long as TikTok is still there.
I guess after that, we're going to have to figure out how to YouTube it.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but TikTok's easy and fun.
Yeah.
And we like doing them.
Yeah. Mom had a giant joint.
Yes.
Because I figured she wouldn't want to hold a real joint.
No. No, and plus you couldn't have made one that big.
Right.
If we're going to have a joint, it's going to be extra large.
Yeah.
So, you know, you couldn't have afforded to make one that large.
I was just like, well, now I got to go buy some zigzags.
No, just bring a sheet of typing paper home.
And I did. I got like one of the 9x14s and rolled it up.
Oh, my goodness. It was fun. You'll have to look at it. We're ridiculous.
Yeah, we're pretty stupid.
Yeah. But we like that. That's our trademark, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my God, girls. That's what we're going to be. Oh my God, did you see him this week?
And on that note, we don't have a next movie because this movie just kind of was a no-brainer.
Right.
It fell into our laps and it had to be.
It had to be.
So we'll figure out something for the next few movies and then...
Yeah, because you already said, what was this, 82?
This is 82.
So we're going to fast approach 90, where we're going to do our
favorites. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what we're going to watch, what you decide.
You know, I like the weird stuff.
I do. I do.
So we're going to watch, it's going to get weird.
Okay. I'm prepared.
All right. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think there's anything we haven't watched already that isn't much more weird than the weird shit I watch. So
Right? You know, and if it wasn't weird to me, it was weird to you. Because I thought, I'll do this. Now, wow. Okay.
yeah.
Weird. It'll be all right.
It'll be fine. And I think you'll see a couple things you appreciate.
All right. Sounds good to me. I
But
appreciate a lot of stuff.
yeah.
Okay.
If you don't appreciate the movie, you'll appreciate the art of it.
You know what? That I have found that since we've been doing this. If I don't like the movie, I do appreciate the way it was made or the visual that it has left me with.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Blue Velvet was 100% that movie.
Yes, it was. Wow. But wow, it was a spectacular movie, wasn't it?
Because as much as you don't understand what the hell is going on, you can appreciate scene for scene the way it's shot, the way it looks, the way it's dressed, the way the people are dressed, just the way their bodies move.
Yep.
It just everything is
The
perfect.
entire visual of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure something out for the next few movies, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
All righty.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.